So give us another song to move us on your Song of the Soul path.
Well, I think it might make sense just to go on to one that's actually got a similar message, but it's slightly more political, which is Enough is a Feast. After I had written that song, I was in the Bay Area and staying with Nancy Schimmel, who's Malvina Reynolds' daughter. And I sang that song for her. I had just finished it, and she laughed, and she said, "That reminds me of what my mom used to say, which is, enough is a feast." So I made a note of that in the notebook, and I was thinking about that. I like that so much, and thinking very much about Malvina Reynolds, who I'm sure a lot of your listeners know. She wrote Little Boxes and Turn Around, and just a great, great songwriter, but very simple and straightforward song. So I said, well, I'm going to use that phrase and write a Malvina Reynolds-like song, kind of a three-chord wonder. Like Malvina, it's a little more pointed politically in the sense that that kind of belief ought to lead into some kind of action. And it's really, I wrote that song, oh gosh, I probably wrote it 10 years ago in the middle of discussions about tax cuts, rich folks saying we can't really afford not to have these tax cuts, which evidently a common, a very popular thing. I, as a songwriter, you write a song, you think, okay, I've taken care of that, and I didn't take care of it at all. It's still here. So it's a kind of a subtle shift, and it seems like a good way to follow from Half a Loaf.
Enough is a Feast, Bill Harley.
I sat at the table, I ate my meal, I asked my stomach, how do you feel? It told me I'm full. I said, are you sure? It said you'll get fat if you eat any more. Enough is a feast, enough is a feast. Take what you need, save some for the least. Save some for the least that stand at the door. Enough is a feast, you don't need any more.